that aren't there, and we had to pretend they were. And I saw the movie last night, and it was a cool movie.
Were you terrified, even though you knew what was going to happen?
You know what? It's actually weird when you see yourself, because it wasn't there. It was a piece of tape, and when it's all put together, it looks really cool.
How hard was it to play without the actual...
It was okay. You just have to use your imagination.
Well, since you weren't there, what was the biggest surprise of the movie that you finally, you know, when you visualized it?
The animals look so real. I mean, because it's all computer generated, and I didn't know, you know, how it would look. And I love the monkeys. Did you guys see the movie? You know the part where the monkeys are looking in the window at the TV and they're watching The Wizard of Oz? That's my favorite part. I love that. And then they start dancing around. That's so fun.
What is the movie about from your perspective?
Well, it's about this little boy and this little girl, Sarah and Alan, who play this game as a kid. And one of them gets trapped inside and the other one runs away, scared. And so later on, my brother and I find the game, and we start to play, and we get Robin out of the game board, but he's all grown up. So we have to finish the game.
We know the plot. It's just the meaning of it. What does it teach you, or what does it say to you?
Well, I'm trying to think. What does it say to me? Well, I just think it's a lot of fun. It's a nice movie, too, because there's no killing or anything. You know, there's no one gets killed or anything. It's not. And it's, like, emotional, too, because they're dealing with their parents' death and stuff like that. So I think it's a good movie for everyone.
Have you ever played a board game or a video game
that
so involved you that you almost were swallowed up by it?
Actually, I used to play Candyland a lot when I was a kid, and I would, like, pretend that I was really in Candyland. He was so nice. He's so funny, too.
Did he give you any suggestions or tips, or did you learn anything from him?
Not really, but, you know, sometimes he would improvise, so we'd have to, like, go along with him in takes and stuff.
For example, can you
remember something? I'm trying to think. I think it was when, but they cut a lot of stuff out that I remember, but there's this one part in the, when he's all shaven and everything and he goes into the kitchen, he would make stuff up each time, so we'd have to say something new each time.
You like that kind of
improvisation? It's fun, yeah. You don't get bored.
Well, you said that you have to react to something that isn't there later on. Is there anything that when you see the movie, then you go, oh, I wish, if that's what I was really looking at, I would react differently?
You know what? I didn't really... I remember this one line I said when we were looking at the lion, and I think if I was for real doing that, I wouldn't have said a line, you know, because it would have been, like, too real for me. I couldn't even speak, you know, some of things like that. But I think overall it was pretty cool how it was done.
Compared to the other movies that you've made, which was the most difficult for you?
Probably Vampire, because... the character was so much older and sadder, and she had to do all this other stuff that, you know, normal little girls wouldn't do. So, and plus, she was a vampire who sucked other people's blood. So
that bothered you a lot, didn't you?
No, it was fun, but it was probably the most difficult role with her emotions and everything.
I understand that one of the more difficult scenes of the film for the actors is the whole monsoon scene.
Yeah. Oh my God. We shot that for 2 weeks in a wave tank. It was so dark. It was like 10 feet of water, 10 feet high. People were going to the hospital. We had to do, I had to do my own stunts because they couldn't find a stunt woman who looked enough like me. So, you know, when all that water came crashing down, we all had to do that on marble steps. It was such a pain. And people found an old candy bar at the bottom. It was gross. And it was so cold, and I got rashes from my wetsuit. I was all red.
Now, what
are you
saying that people had to go to the hospital from what?
One person slipped on the step, I think.
Really?
Uh-huh. It was dangerous, but we had fun anyway.
Tell us about the other co-stars you had, like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. What were they like compared to Robin?
They were so nice. But Robin, I don't know, he's more of a family guy, you know, because, I don't know, and Brad was like my big brother on the set, I guess. He was fun.
Robin treated you like a daughter or something?
Yeah, kind of. He was really nice. He was a very warm guy, and he was funny, too.
Were your parents on the set observing? And
yeah, my mom always comes, and my brother always comes. But my dad has to work, so.
There are things in the movie I found pretty frightening. Do you think that there will be children of any age level that might find this movie disturbing?
You know what? I think, like, the only thing that I think would be disturbing to a child is if the kids in California are watching the earthquake scene, they might, you know, get scared about the earthquake again and start having dreams about that. But you know what? Overall, there's no killing. I mean, that no one dies in it, and it's kind of all fantasy and stuff. I mean, it's funny the way. I mean, some things were scary to, like, little kids, but they were funny, scary things. Like, they would probably have dreams about, you know, all the herds of animals running through their house, but it was kind of a joke in the movie, so.
Have you ever, when you're making a film or after you've seen it, one of your own films, actually had dreams about it or actually nightmares about it?
No, I've never had a nightmare about it. Because, like, on Jumanji, you know, when you're in the water tank and everything, it's supposed to be all scary. Everyone's around you with big lights and everything. They put food in these in big Tupperware things and floated in. It's like, when you think about it, it's a big joke. So.
That's how you ate? Yeah. Ate the food to you?
Uh-huh. But were you with a book?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have it. I've read it.
Before you became an actor?
Yeah. Well, I started acting when I was 3, so.
How did you? Your parents just put you in commercials?
Well, see, asked my mom if I was doing commercials or anything. So we started doing print, and I really liked it a lot. And then we started commercials, and I just loved it.
Are there any films, just to get back to the thing about nightmares, are there any films that you've seen that you haven't been in that have actually given you?
Yeah. You know that It, that movie It with the clown? God. These girls, they were babysitting me and my best friend, and they made us watch it. They were like, "You're gonna watch this." I'm like, "Oh God!" And so I was really scared, and then I had nightmares. And I also saw The Exorcist. But you know what? That was kind of funny. We laughed more than we were scared because it was kind of a bunch of special effects. So
there were no nightmares with this or with
No, it's no. None of the movies I make are any give me any nightmares.
How old were you when you saw The Exorcist?
It's just like a year ago, actually. Mm-hmm.
Your character in this film initially kind of stretches the truth a lot.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
You know, I don't really tell a lot of lies. I always tell lies to my brother, though.
That's a lie right there.
You're an
actor.
I tell lies to my brother, but, you know, little stupid lies, you know.
Is he older?
He's 8. Oh, God. Yeah, I tell little lies to him, but, you know, there's nothing. No, I've never really. My father, he works for a medical company called Siemens.
What was been the reaction from all your friends? I mean, here you do Interview the Vampire with Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, then you do The Women with Winona Ryder and all these other mm-hmm. people. How has that changed your social life? I mean, have you those
well,
people?
I have my friends at school, and they don't treat me different or anything, so.
You don't want to meet some of your famous friends?
Well, Brad Pitt. Yeah, everyone. Well, not my friends. They don't really care. They're just like, oh, yeah, my friend worked with Brad Pitt. You know, big whoop. But other kids in my class, I guess, are kind of like. But that was when the movie was out, you know. Now it's kind of done with, but.
They're not jealous of you?
No.
Mm-mm.
8th.
But all the movies you've done have. This stands to be probably the highest profile movie among your peer group
mm-hmm.
that you've ever done. Do you think that will influence your status with them?
Every kid in my class practically saw Vampire and Little Women, so. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of them are going to go see Jumanji, though. I was surprised, though, because I thought it would appeal to only, like, little kids and maybe families of little kids. But I thought it was great. I think a lot of people would. And I remember a kid came up to me, and I guess his father works in the industry, and he got to see a part or whatever. And he goes, "It looks like a really, really good movie." And this is a kid that I thought would only watch blood movies, so.
What do you like most about acting?
You can't really be other characters, but, you know, acting with other actors and having different characters.
Is it a more interesting life than real life outside of the studio?
No, I just like acting. It's not a different life, you know? It's, I don't know.
Part of it?
Yeah. Actually, I finished a cameo with Nick Nolte in a movie called Mother Night, and I did a documentary for the Holocaust, but I did a voiceover for that.
Tell us about these two projects.
The Nick Nolte movie is going to be coming out in April, but I only had one scene to do in it. And actually, we're going after like 2 days here, we're going to Montreal to do a turnaround on it.
You play his daughter?
No, I play, confusing. It's about World War II, and I play this German girl, and my sister died, and that was his wife, so I'm talking to him about that.
You were 12 when this came out. You said 12 right
now. No, I'm 13.
Mm-hmm. What's the Holocaust?
Well, it's a documentary, and they took pictures and stuff from the Holocaust and got people to do the voices of the what they think people were thinking then.
What was your character thinking?
It was basically Keanu Reeves did it too. They got him to do it too, and it was just they show pictures and you know, for the girls, I'd say a line, you know, about what they would be thinking, like. Or what was happening to them? Like,
were you a Jewish girl or a German?
I was a Jewish girl, and it's like one of the lines were like, "I've learned to appreciate, you know, the ordinary things like riding a bike and stuff like that." And it's just what they were thinking of.
When is that coming out?
Actually, it's going to be a TV special for CBS, I think.
Does it have a name?
Nothing but Sun.
Your work has caused you to confront adult situations, work with adults.
Yeah.
You're obviously a very intelligent young lady. Has this work, though, separated you in any way from other kids your age?
Well, you know what? All the adults I've been with, like Brad, and Brad was just like working with a kid, and Robin was so funny. He is. He's such a kid. And yeah, he's funny, and Robin, I worked with the boy on Jumanji too, Bradley, and.
But I mean more like in everyday life.
Yeah, I mean when I think I'm a little more mature, but not in the sense of see, I think a lot of people say when you're in the movie business you grow up faster, but I don't think it's true, because when I go back to California to my school, I learn things that I didn't even know about, you know. Well, not like in an education sort of, but yeah. But I think like some of my friends are so immature. But I'm a little more mature.
You know, it's funny. I talked to Claire Danes, who was in the movie with you, and she said that it's funny because in the movie she's treated with the same respect as all the adults, and then she goes to class and she's just the kid who has to take orders.
Yeah.
So I was wondering what you're feeling about that one.
Oh, yeah. When I go to class, I get beaten up like all the other kids get yelled at for, oh, and we have this new thing called use. I don't know. I guess it's unsatisfactory or whatever. Oh, those are such a pain. Oh, my God. You get a U for everything. This one kid, I'll tell you what I did once. I made a paper airplane, right? I'm like a straight-A student except for math. I made a paper airplane, and this teacher like loves me, and I always suck up to him. But and so I was flying my paper airplane. I was just going like this, and it flew. So I got a U. Stuff like that, you know. No, they just give you U's, and then you have a note sent home, and your parents have to sign. But it's such a pain because everyone gets like 3 U's a week, and one kid got like 2 every day. It's such a pain. It's so hard not to avoid it, though.
What was this person doing?
I don't know. He's not even that bad. I mean, it's so stupid.
What's the hardest thing about being 13?
Well, it's hard going to school and acting, too, you know, and taking tests and everything. But the hardest thing about being 13, I don't know. I guess, well, my mom picks on me a lot because I guess she says that I'm turning into a teenager. So I guess that gives her an excuse to say stuff like that.
What about boys? Are they a problem? Or are they interesting to you?
Not really.
You see around you young actors who, as they go into their teens, can't find parts, problems develop. Do you have any fears as you continue acting into your teens?
No, I hope to act. And if there's, I want to go to London too and study Shakespeare because I think that'd be neat. But I want to have a prom and stuff too in high school. Even though I want to continue acting through my teens, and I'm not worried about what'll happen. I'm not gonna think about what if happened. I just want to continue doing it.
Have you been to school all your life?
Yeah, I want to direct and stuff too, and write.
Have you been to school in London?
No. Mm-mm. But we're going to London this week to do some press for that.
We'll talk about your time before about Robin Williams. What was the funniest thing that he did for you on set?
Well, sometimes he'd put on little shows, and it was really funny. He did Ethel Merman, but he would sing, like, this, like, soft songs, like, There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World, and he'd be screaming it. It was so funny. He was so funny.
Were you that familiar with him, and what was your biggest impression or revelation about Robin Williams when you actually meet him? Because actors, you hear things about other actors.
Oh, well, he's just the sweetest man. I've never heard anything bad about Robin anyway. He's just so nice. And he also did Nell going through the McDonald's drive-thru, and he'd be like, cheeseburger with fries. It was really funny. He's so funny.
Nell did and Jodie Foster. Definitely.
Yeah.
Did he imitate you at some point?
No, actually, no. He never imitated me. But there were some lines in the movie, like, you know, the Beverly Hillbillies. Wait, what were their names again? He said something about that in the movie.
Can you go back a little bit? You're talking about the water tank. I mean, just a little more.
It was best actress in a film. Well, it was all little kids, yeah.
Would that mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah, of course it does. I was proud of it.
Because I know last year when you were nominated for the Golden Globe, you didn't win, sorry. But
that's okay.
I saw you backstage, and you were disappointed, but you were so anxious you just wanted to meet Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, are you impressed with other talent? I mean, is that something?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I've worked with Tom Hanks when I was a little girl in Bonfire of the Vanities. I played his daughter. Yeah, but I met a lot of people that night, like Jim Carrey I wanted to meet and everything.
Who do people still want to meet?
I've met a lot of the actors I wanted to meet. I can't think of any right now.
Do you find people want to meet you? Does anybody say, God, I want to meet you?
No, not that I know of.
They're happy when they meet you.
What?
They're happy when they meet you.
Though. Yeah.
Were there any actresses?
A lot when you go out, do you get recognized a lot?
Yeah, sometimes. Claudia, not as much because, well, actually, Claudia's been the most because, I don't know why, though, because I would never pick me from Claudia, you know, because I look so different. So, but yeah, a lot of people go, oh, that's the vampire chick. I get that so much.
When you go to a restaurant or something, you go, oh, that's the vampire
chick. Are there any actresses that have inspired you that you thought, this is my idol, I want to grow up and be
Jodie
like
Foster.
It? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you met her?
Yeah, I have, a couple times.
What did she say to you?
Well, see, she came on the set of Vampire when we were filming, and I saw her at the, I think it was the Golden Globe, and I think I saw her at the MTV too.
You must have seen the work she was doing at your age, too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Little girl who lives down the lane.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a role model in that sense as a young actress?
I just look up to her because she's done all the things that I'd like to do.
Did you ask him for suggestions or advice?
No.